You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 157. Today, I am sharing how you can create a visual brand story. A lot of times when you talk about brand stories, it's so easy to think about the words, but there is so much power in how we are pairing those words with images. I am so excited to lead off this episode with some statistics that will seriously shock you. How's that for alliteration? Before we dive on into today's show, I want to read the review of the week. Someone said, 8 episodes in 24 hours. You want to know who that someone was? Sincerely, Sarah. She said, I just jumped on this podcast from something I saw on Instagram, and I've been listening straight through as I am painting pet portraits today. I am really grateful to hear all of this encouragement because I've recently moved, started really pursuing my art business, and felt so isolated. Thank you for creating this and making it available to me. I love the practical elements and the story motivations and the heartfelt relationships Jenna has proven to have in each episode so far. I am so excited to hear more. Sincerely, Sarah, you are in for a treat. Today, I'm going to lead you through how to create a visual story brand. Let's do this.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Thanks to Weebly for supporting the Gold Digger Podcast. Weebly is more than just a beautiful website builder. It's a powerful e-commerce platform with tools that turn shoppers into buyers and help grow a brand. Go to weebly.com/golddigger to get 15% off your first purchase and start building a successful online business today. We'd like to thank our next sponsor, LinkedIn. Major shout out to them for supporting this episode of Gold Digger. Thinking of hiring? Take your hiring needs to LinkedIn. I was amazed to learn that 70% of the U.S. workforce is already hanging out on LinkedIn. That's crazy. For a $50 credit towards your first job posting, visit linkedin.com/golddigger. Certain terms and conditions apply, but this is a great chance to see how LinkedIn can lead you to your next hire. Did you know that 30% of our brains are taken up by neurons devoted to visual processing as compared to 8% devoted to touch and only 3% devoted to hearing? People have the ability to process visual information 60,000 times faster than text. 63% of social media is made up of images and photos, and photos on Facebook get 53% more likes than the average text post. You have 8 seconds to make an impression and get someone's attention before they click to something else. That is shorter than the attention span of a goldfish. All right, did those stats get your attention? Visuals matter, and today I'm going to walk you through ways that you can share stories through the images that you are choosing to share online. Because we all know that stories matter, but maybe we're struggling with how to share stories through the images we are trying to make all Instagram worthy. So what are a few ways that we can show different visuals online? Maybe immediately you're thinking, okay, well, photos, I get it. There are actually quite a few ways that you can choose to share visuals to enhance this visual brand, whether it's a photo, an infographic, a GIF, an interactive results like a quiz, a video, or a presentation. There are so many different ways you can get creative with the visuals that you are sharing. So I love to listen to smart people. I mean, clearly you do too if you're listening to this show, but I think we should take a hint from Forbes. Forbes said this, when narrative and visuals are merged together, they can engage or even entertain an audience. Throughout time, storytelling has proven to be a powerful delivery mechanism for sharing insights and ideas in a way that is memorable, persuasive, and engaging. So maybe you're wondering, well, why does storytelling matter? So many times on this show, I've talked about the power of legacy, the power of stories. And there are so many ways that storytelling can weave itself into your marketing, but also into the mark that you leave in the world. Storytelling matters because it makes things memorable. People are far more likely to remember a story than they are to remember a product name, the features of a product, or statistics about it. Storytelling also gives you a chance to be more persuasive without feeling pushy. When you can put a face to a problem or a solution and share a story that resonates, people are far more likely to connect. And lastly, my favorite, engagement. Telling stories offers us a chance to connect in a way that invites others to let their guard down and to be entertained without feeling constantly pitched at. If y'all are drinking your coffee with me, I think we can cheers to that. So, how do we harness the power of telling meaningful stories on our feeds? Now, you know me, my heart is on Instagram. I mean, I am obsessed with Instagram. I just think it is such a cool space to build a community. But the things I'm going to teach you today span far beyond Instagram. They can hit Pinterest, they can hit Facebook, they can hit your blog or your website. And so I really want to understand how we can harness the power of telling meaningful stories, even if you're not a photographer. Now, where it all begins is it has to start at the heart of your business. Your value isn't found in what you're selling. It's found in the fact that you are the one selling it. So a lot of times we default to talking about our services or the features that our product has, but those things are falling onto deaf ears. Our generation is incredible at tuning out ads. So incredible at it. And so when we rely on those old marketing techniques, we're not being heard. I mean, you guys, we have the attention span of a goldfish. We are not being heard. Now, I want for you to listen up because I believe this. We are all in saturated markets, struggling to compete and survive. And most consumers cannot decipher a big difference between you and your competition. Yet we are looking to others in our industry to inspire us. And therefore, the only thing that can truly differentiate us from those peers that we're looking at is us. Your ability to tell a story through images, through captions, through videos, it can transform the way that people connect with you, your brand, your products, and your service. So when you tell stories, you are able to create this connection beyond what you sell and humanize the brand. It will give people a reason to follow you, even if they don't currently need your product or service. Let me explain this in a way that's so simple. If I was on the market for running shoes, I might start following Nike, Reebok, whatever, all of those brands. But maybe then I go out and buy my dream pair of running shoes. I have no reason to follow those feeds anymore if all they are doing is posting shoes. In fact, I probably might have buyer's remorse, or I might get confused or have analysis paralysis, and I don't want to follow them if that's all they're sharing because it's going to make me second guess my decision. And so when we look at the way that we are marketing ourselves and constantly sharing our products, we are telling people, you should follow me if you need this, but I have nothing else to offer you if you're not currently on the market. And so we have to harness the power of storytelling so that we can captivate an audience, even if they aren't currently in need of what we have to sell. Because guess what? They might have friends or family that needs what we're selling, or there might come a day when they need us. So how can we start to implement this? I have three easy ways that you can start. You have to create connection points with your followers beyond what you do. You have to start sharing who you are. What is the heart of your company? What is the mission statement? Who are the beating hearts that are behind the screens that are running the accounts? And so what I think is so incredible is that you can leave these connection points that might feel silly or frivolous, but that connect you to your audience so that when the time comes for you to sell, they're going to know that you are trustworthy. So for me, connection points are as simple and silly as macaroni and cheese, loving dogs, wearing yoga pants, being married. There are so many different things I share in my feed just for the sake of connection. And that really differentiates me from others who are only sharing what they do because I am sharing who I am. Now, number two is something that's going to make you real uncomfortable. But if you've listened to the show, I've talked about it before. You need to have faces. You need to humanize the company, the brand. Someone has to step in front of a lens. And when you do that, you're showing others that you value your story. You own your why. And that also says that you value their story. Just by saying that I am important enough to show up and I want for you to know my heart so that you understand why I created this product or why I think this service is important, it can absolutely transform and give this human aspect to a brand that can make it so much more relatable and trustworthy. Why do you think all of these big brands hire celebrities to talk about their products? Because it gives this human aspect. We trust these celebrities. We love them. So we believe that if they like something, we might as well. Yet, when it comes down to our own businesses and our own brands, we are the last people to get in front of a camera. It's uncomfortable. I get it. I understand. But in order for people to truly understand and admire your product, they have to know the heart that it's coming from. And lastly, a way that you can implement this is when you start to tell stories, it gives people a reason to follow you, even if they are currently not in need of your services. Hello? Yes, you want to stay front of mind. You want to make sure that you're not just appealing to people that can be your customers now. You want to be appealing to people that will be your customers years from now so that you know that you have a long-term plan in this business. Now, when I think about the things that I share online, I love to think that it is an editorial look at my brand. So if I were to have a Jenna Kutcher magazine, this is what it would include. The things that I am sharing on my feeds are the things that I would include if I were to have my very own magazine. Now, your content online should include what you sell, but it should not be consumed by what your product, service, or offer is. So what would be included in your brand's magazine? If you were to have an editorial magazine on the shelves of the grocery store, what kind of things could I see? Now, you all know I sell educational products. I have the Jenna Kutcher shop. I sell templates and I sell courses. I sell all things education. But if I were to have a brand magazine, I would include things like health, lifestyle, home decor, body confidence, animals, relationships and marriage advice, food, travel. I would share all of those things because those are all the things that help me become me, which is the teacher that you've learned to trust. And I am so much more than what I do. And so if I had this magazine, I would have all of these things in it because they all make up who Jenna Kutcher is and why you should trust her. And so what I want for you to think about when you think of how you are setting up your social media, how you're deciding what kind of content you're sharing, I want for you to ask yourself, would this be in my magazine? What would be in my magazine beyond the product I sell or the service I offer? What kind of things would appeal to my ideal clients without saying, hey, buy this, buy this, buy this? These are the questions that we have to start asking ourselves if we're going to build a true visual brand. So think about it. If I only shared weddings, who would I reach? I would reach engaged brides looking to plan their Wisconsin wedding in the next year. That's probably not that many people, a few thousand at most. Suddenly, I am a big fish in a tiny pond. And once they don't fit the bill, they have zero reason to keep following me. But when I start to share other aspects of my life that might connect with them, that might resonate with them, when the time comes and they do get engaged, I am the first person they're thinking of. This is exactly how I was able to have a super successful wedding photography business without constantly advertising. I did not pay for advertising any six-figure year of my business because I learned the power of storytelling and the power of connection. Now, you have to start thinking about the difference between a business and a brand. In episode number 59, I share one of my favorite episodes about why I believe it is important you build a true brand and not just a business. A business is an organization that markets a product, service, or opportunity. A brand is the image and the personality the business applies to its offers. Do you have just an organization that markets something, or do you have an image and a personality behind it? These two, the business and the brand, need to be overlapping because your brand is delivering these strategic marketing messages for your business in a way that creates connection. So I want to paint the picture using visual stories. I want for you to start to imagine how you can tell these visual stories in a way that is going to drive impact. Visual story number one is this: what do you do? How many times do we get asked that? I feel like I've tried to harness my elevator pitch so many times. So let me give it to you. Let me sell it to you. And then I'm going to tell you how to get there. And then I'm going to walk you through how you can show this visually. So hi, I'm Jenna Kutcher. I am an expert at authentic online marketing, a nerd when it comes to numbers, and my obsession is teaching others how to make a living doing what they love without it taking over their life. So here's how you figure out your first visual story. If you are sitting at a desk and you can grab a pen and paper, do it. If you aren't, you want to come back to this. These are the questions you need to answer in order to figure out what your first visual story is. And once we figure that out, I can explain how you can show that. Question number one is, what is the pain point you have created a solution for? For me, the pain point is I teach artistic and creative people how to market themselves authentically. The next question is, what is your unique solution to solving that problem for your clients? I say I offer education through the Gold Digger podcast as well as through my paid courses so that students can implement and get strategic in their systems. And what is the end result? What has changed for your client after your product, service, or offer has resolved it for them? They are now able to get back to what they love the most or live more of their life because they have a system in place that allows them to authentically market what they're passionate about. So you want to paint this picture. What is the pain point? What is your unique solution? And what is the end result? This is a first visual story that you have to harness. And let me tell you, it doesn't hurt to get this down in words. So now that you know this story, how the heck do you share it visually? I mean, we get it. We write bios all day, but how do we show these things? You can incorporate tools and elements. What are things that you use to do what you do daily or to do the work that you could incorporate into an image? For me, I could share my laptop, a microphone, a camera. These are all tools that I use that help paint that picture of what it is I do. When I show up on my feed with a computer in front of me, it helps paint that picture of how Jenna does her job. When I show up in my feed holding a camera, it helps you imagine what it's like when I shoot a wedding. You can also show you in your environment. There is so much power in showing the behind the scenes. You can show yourself at work in your office. Show where it is that you create your best work. Give people a peek behind the scenes. Show yourself traveling. There is nothing so cool. I love when I do this, when I go to a friend's house for the first time and I get to visualize their life happening. Because the next time I call them on the phone and they're saying, oh, I'm just making mac and cheese for my baby, I can picture that. that creates so much more depth, and it creates this kindredness where you're like, oh my gosh, I can visualize this. I get it. There is no secret behind the fact that I share our office often because I want people to imagine us working in it. You can also show headshots, beautiful, clean images of you, your team, your family, whatever you feel comfortable sharing that offers this human connection. If you haven't had updated headshots, my friend, now is the time. You are worthy. You need to stop waiting to lose the next 10 pounds. Stop waiting for your face to clear up. Stop waiting for your eyebrows to get plucked and just show up. You are worthy of investing in headshots, okay? Lastly, you can use styled stock images. So if you're struggling, if you're not real good at the visual stuff, you can purchase styled stock images that are on brand in terms of color, aesthetic, and styling. So if you don't want to go out and create these, they've likely been created, and you can use people's images that really help paint that picture and tell that story of what your visual brand would be. A business is only as strong as its people. And you guys know I'm a huge advocate for outsourcing, hiring, and building your dream team. It's no secret that every hire matters. So don't settle for just posting and crossing your fingers that the right person will apply. LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent. If you are looking to hire, 70% of the U.S. workforce is already on LinkedIn. That's right, quality candidates waiting to be found by you. Because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, and location to match and promote your job to potential candidates, I have no doubt that you can find exactly who you're looking for. Out of the 22 million professionals that are active on LinkedIn every week from every industry, even yours and mine, you're sure to find your match. Basically, to sum it up, gold diggers, if you're not using LinkedIn for your hiring needs, you are missing out. Go to linkedin.com/golddigger and get $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/golddigger for $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply, but this is an awesome opportunity for you to find your dream hire. Thanks to Weebly for supporting the Gold Digger podcast. Trust me, I get it. Starting a business is scary, but building a website doesn't have to be. Here's an interesting statistic. A quarter of all Americans say they'd start their own business in the next year if they could, but only a fraction of those actually do it. Why? Because taking that leap can be scary. Luckily, there's Weebly. Weebly is the easiest way to create an incredible looking website, but more importantly, it's a whole e-commerce platform packed with tools to help you sell your products, process payment, manage inventory, create marketing campaigns, tell your brand story, and a whole lot more. So if you've got a product or idea that you want to share with the world, check out Weebly. You can have a beautiful, powerful online store up and running in a matter of hours. And because you listen to this show, visit weebly.com/golddigger and get 15% off of your purchase. That's weebly.com/golddigger. Don't just build a beautiful website, build a successful online business with Weebly. Visual story number two is imagine themselves being clients. So how many of you have heard the hero's journey? Hero is in this ordinary world, and then they have this call to action. They're reluctant to join. They're encouraged by someone, and they pass this threshold. Then they encounter tests and endure ordeals, and then they are on the road back to resurrection. So I want for you to think of a story of transformation, either your own transformation or a client's transformation. People often get stumped here, but absolutely every single human being has been through a transformation in their life. People love to hear about how you started in one place and transformed into a new space. Hello, who does not love seeing before and after photos and learning how that transformation took place? I mean, those are like one of the most viral components of the internet these days is a before and an after photo. To give this story major power in terms of business, a transformation on how you got to where you are can open conversations up and allow people to see more of the journey that you've encountered. So for example, you've likely heard me tell the story about how I worked in a windowless office at my corporate job, and I felt like my soul was being sucked out of me. And so I purchased a $300 camera from Craigslist that ended up being my one-way ticket out of that job and open up the opportunity to become an entrepreneur. That single $300 investment and a heck of a lot of work started this seven-figure empire that I am currently running. I painted this picture for you of the before. I was in this corporate job. My life was ending. I hated my job. I bought this ticket. I encountered hardship. I worked really hard. And here I am at the end of that. So you want to learn how to answer the questions. What was your life or their, as in your client's life, before they encountered your product or service? Do not shy away from the conflict. It needs to be a present force that drives your story. So I am not afraid to keep it real and tell the crap that I've gone through in order to get here. I want to paint a true picture of transformation. There is so much power in that. And then lastly, what was your life or their life after they encountered your product or service? This is the exact way you tell really good testimonials. Here's my life before. Here was the conflict that I had. Here's the product or the service that changed that. And here's how my life has changed because of it. That is the easiest, most powerful way to tell a testimonial. And so you have to learn how to stop talking about features of your product or service and start telling stories of transformation. Meet them where they are now and tell them where they are going to go if they purchase from you. So now that you understand the power of transformation, I love talking about these brand stories in this show. I want to help you imagine images that you can use for these transformations. What about if you took images of your product and you showed it in a setting that made sense, that a consumer could imagine enjoying and using said product? A lot of times we take these stock photos of our products, but it doesn't really paint a picture that a consumer can understand, that they can put themselves into that picture and imagine it being in their lives. What if we used more befores and afters? This is one of the most powerful ways to share a testimonial or a transformation. It paints this visual before and after. What if we shared elements of our offer? If you're selling a service or a digital product, how could you showcase it in a way that makes it clear to your viewer that helps them imagine the after? And what if you told your client stories? I know, crazy, right? But what if you used your client-created content to showcase real-life product users that your followers can relate to? This is why big brands are hiring influencers, because influencers create fresh content for the brand, and it is so much cheaper than the brand hiring an entire design and production team in order to create that content. This is why I get offered sponsored posts all the time, because I'm a professional photographer. I can take beautiful images of products and I can share them with the brand. And guess what? The brand just got to pay me to reach my followers and fans and to also get the content that I created for them. Using stories of transformation is an incredible way to share a testimonial, whether it's your own personal experience or one of your clients. And when you can paint this before and after picture, you are able to sell far easier using stories. Your followers want to visualize themselves in it. Let them imagine themselves as a client. Now, visual story number three is a classic brand story. I talk all the time about these. A classic brand story is containing the things that you've become known for beyond what you do and create. So many companies out there, they're known for something that doesn't have anything to do with what they sell. Maybe it's a philanthropic passion of them. Maybe it's an event or a gala that they host each year. Maybe it's the characters that they've used to sell their products. These are the touch points of connection that connect you to your followers, regardless of if they are in the market to purchase from you right now. So, from a personal standpoint, you have these stories in your life that you find yourself telling and retelling all the time, right? Like, these are the classic childhood stories, or the stories of how you got started, or the stories of the turning point of your career. And it could be this turning point story, or story of realization, or something that speaks of your character and explains your business mission or message.
So I want for you to think about, like, what are the main points of the story? Fill in that before, the conflict, the resolution, and the after. You want to get so good at telling these stories, so concise, so that every detail you put in matters. It makes an impact. I listened to a podcast. I'm trying to remember what podcast it was. I think it was Building a Story Brand. Such a great show. And it was just about how to be a better storyteller. And this can transcend into your marketing so well when you learn how to omit details that really don't matter. You know, when you're like talking to your aunt and she's like, honey, what was that guy's name? What street did he live on? And it literally makes no difference to the story. You want to be good. You want to be a good storyteller. You want to be a great one. So examples of my brand stories is sharing how much I love mac and cheese, or the stories of our miscarriages, or how I speak so openly about my struggle with body image and the stories that come with that. And so we figured out how to visually tell these brand stories, and you can see them all over my feeds. So we share lifestyle shots, images of things other than what you sell, using different items that help create the editorial feel. Remember, your brand is a magazine, and act as serving and connecting before we ever sell. We also share personal photos. So many of my students find that their personal photos are the photos that perform the best because their audience is excited to engage with them, to see the heart. And so it really creates a connection with your ideal clients, even if they aren't currently searching for what you're selling. We also love to show growth photos. So we show photos that share our growth or change, and they allow people to see our journey in a new way. I love using charts in my webinars to show, here's where I was before all of this, and here's where I am. And now I'm going to tell you the journey of how that can happen for you. We also like to show conflict photos, share some of the obstacles or objections boldly so that you can be the hero of your own story, allowing your followers to imagine themselves as the hero of their own lives. So if you are wondering on what your stories will be, I want for you to really think about, what are things that you or your brand are passionate about that are a piece of this story and your business beyond what you're selling? There's so much power in telling stories. And when we start to tie together both the written and the visual stories, that is when our brands can move mountains. That's when we take people from mere followers to devoted fans, to paying clients, to raving about what you do. I think it is so easy, so comfortable for us to want to hide behind our features, but there are so many stories that we could be telling. The power of storytelling is everywhere. Everywhere. Start paying attention to the advertisements, the commercials that you love. There are stories in there that you are connected to. Start to tell stories through those photos, through those words. Done is always going to be better than perfect. Stop waiting to post. You have stories that you can be telling today, and those stories can change the world. Gold diggers, I hope that you enjoyed today's show. What a joy it is to show up in your lives and to share the power of storytelling. Your feed is not just a marketing pitch, it is your legacy. And I want for you to get bold in sharing that with the world. No one is winning from you playing small. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And if you tuned in to today's show, I would love for you to take a screenshot, post it up, and tag me so that I can connect with you and hear what your biggest takeaway was.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.